This article will be studied during the week of July 21st to 27th. While you are young, choose to serve Jehovah. Theme text: Continue in the things that you learned and were persuaded to believe. 2 Timothy 3:14. Paragraph 1. Question: How does Jehovah view the service of His young witnesses? The sacred service of young people is so important to Jehovah that He inspired a prophecy regarding them. Your people will offer themselves willingly on the day of your military force, sang the psalmist. In the splendors of holiness, from the womb of the dawn, you have your company of young men just like dewdrops. Psalm 110:3. Yes, Jehovah holds in high esteem youths who are willing to serve Him. Paragraph 2. Question: Young people today face what secular influences concerning their future? You young ones in the Christian congregation, have you made a dedication to Jehovah? Many may find the choice to serve the true God difficult to make. Business leaders, educators, and sometimes family members and friends point youths toward materialistic goals. When young people pursue spiritual goals, the world often scorns them. But the fact is that serving the true God is the best way of life you can pursue. In this regard, consider three questions. Why should you serve God? How can you succeed in leading a life of dedication to God despite what others may say or do? What wonderful opportunities of sacred service can open up for you? Serving Jehovah is the right thing to do. Paragraph 3. Question: How should Jehovah's creation affect us? Why should you serve the true and living God? Revelation 4:11 gives the main reason. You are worthy, Jehovah, even our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. Jehovah is the wonderful creator of everything in existence. How beautiful the earth is! The trees, the flowers, the animals, the oceans, the mountains, and the waterfalls. Jehovah has made them all. The earth is full of God's productions, states Psalm 104:24. How grateful we can be that Jehovah has lovingly given us a body and a mind that allow us to enjoy the earth and the good things on it. Should not heartfelt appreciation for the wondrous creation make us want to serve Him? Paragraphs 4 and 5. Question: What divine acts drew Joshua close to Jehovah? Another reason to serve Jehovah is found in the words of the Israelite leader Joshua. Near the end of his life, Joshua told God's people, "You well know with all your hearts and with all your souls that not one word out of all the good words that Jehovah your God has spoken to you has failed. They have all come true for you." Why could Joshua say this? Joshua 23:14. As a child growing up in Egypt, Joshua must have come to know of Jehovah's promise to give the Israelites a land of their own. Then Joshua watched as Jehovah began to fulfill that promise by bringing the 10 plagues upon Egypt and forcing obstinate Pharaoh to let the sons of Israel go. Joshua was among those who were delivered through the Red Sea, and then he watched as that sea swallowed up Pharaoh and his army. During a long journey through the great and fear-inspiring wilderness of the Sinai Desert, Joshua saw how Jehovah provided everything the Israelites needed. Not a single one died of thirst or hunger. Deuteronomy 8:3-5 and 14-16. When the time came for the Israelites to conquer mighty Canaanite nations and take possession of the Promised Land, Joshua saw how the God whom he and the other Israelites worshipped backed them in this work. Paragraph 6. Question: What will help you to cultivate the desire to serve God? Joshua knew that Jehovah had kept His promises. Hence, Joshua declared, As for me and my household, we shall serve Jehovah. Joshua 24:15. What about you? When you think of the promises that the true God has already fulfilled and those that He will yet fulfill, do you desire to serve Him as did Joshua? Paragraph 7. Question. Why is water baptism a vital step to take? Contemplating Jehovah's creative works and reflecting on His wonderful and completely reliable promises should move you not only to make a dedication to Jehovah, but also to symbolize that dedication by water immersion. Baptism is a vital step to be taken by those wanting to serve God. This is made clear by our exemplar, Jesus. Just before starting His work as the Messiah, He presented Himself to John the Baptizer for baptism. Why did Jesus take that step? "I have come down from heaven to do not my will," He later said, "but the will of Him that sent me." John 6:38. To symbolize His presentation of Himself to carry out His Father's will, Jesus was baptized. Paragraph 8. Question. Why did Timothy choose to worship God, and what may you need to do? Consider also the case of Timothy, a young Christian to whom Jehovah eventually gave much work and many privileges. Why did Timothy decide to worship the true God? The Bible tells us that he had learned things and was persuaded to believe. If you have studied God's Word and have been persuaded to believe that its teachings are true, you are in a position similar to that of Timothy. Now you need to make a decision. Why not speak to your parents about what you wish to do? Along with congregation elders, they can help you understand the scriptural requirements for baptism. Acts 8:12 reads, "But when they believed Philip, who was declaring the good news of the kingdom of God and of the name of Jesus Christ, they proceeded to be baptized, both men and women." Paragraph 9. Question. How may others be affected when you take the step of baptism? If you get baptized, this will be an excellent start in serving the true God. By taking this step, you enter a long-distance foot race in which the rewards are everlasting life and the joy that comes now from doing God's will. You will also bring joy to your family members who are already in the race and to your friends in the Christian congregation. Most important of all, you will make Jehovah's heart rejoice. Proverbs 23:15 reads, "My son, if your heart has become wise, My heart will rejoice, even mine." True, others may not understand why you have chosen to worship Jehovah, and they may question your decision. They may even oppose you. But you can successfully meet these challenges. When others question or oppose you. Paragraphs 10 and 11. Question A. What questions may people ask you about your decision to serve God? Question B. What can you learn from the way Jesus answered questions about true worship? Your decision to serve Jehovah may leave schoolmates, neighbors, and relatives perplexed. They may ask you why you have chosen to follow this course and question you about what you believe. How should you respond? Of course, you need to analyze your thinking and feelings so as to be able to explain the reasons for your choice. And in answering questions about your beliefs, what better example can you follow than that of Jesus? When Jewish religious leaders interrogated Jesus about the resurrection, he directed their attention to a scripture that they had not taken into account. When a scribe asked him which was the greatest commandment, Jesus quoted appropriate Bible verses to him. That man was grateful to Jesus for the answer. Jesus' use of the scriptures and his way of speaking caused a division over him among the crowd, and his opposers could not bring harm to him. John 7:32-46. When you answer questions about your faith, use the Bible and respond with a mild temper and deep respect. 1 Peter 3:15. If you do not know the answer to a question, admit that fact and offer to do research. Later, look into the subject using the Watchtower Publications Index or Watchtower Library on CD-ROM if it is available in your language. With good preparation, you will know how you ought to give an answer. Colossians 4:6. Paragraph 12. Question. Why should you not allow persecution to discourage you? You may encounter more than questions about your position and beliefs. After all, God's enemy, Satan the devil, controls the world. 1 John 5:19 reads, "We know we originate with God, but the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one." It would be unrealistic to expect commendation or approval from everyone, and you may meet up with opposition. Some people may speak abusively of you, and they may keep on doing so. But remember, you are not alone. Jesus Christ too suffered persecution. The Apostle Peter also did, and he wrote, "Beloved ones, do not be puzzled at the burning or suffering among you, which is happening to you for a trial, as though a strange thing were befalling you. On the contrary, go on rejoicing, for as much as you are sharers in the sufferings of the Christ." 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. Paragraph 13. Question. Why can Christians rejoice when they are persecuted? Enduring persecution or opposition as a Christian is a reason to rejoice. Why? Because having the world's approval would indicate that you are living according to Satan's standards, not God's. Jesus warned, "Woe whenever all men speak well of you, for things like these are what their forefathers did to the false prophets." Luke 6:26. Persecution indicates that Satan and his world are angry with you because you serve Jehovah. Matthew 5:11 and 12 read, "Happy are you when people reproach you and persecute you and lyingly say every sort of wicked thing against you for my sake. Rejoice and leap for joy, since your reward is great in the heavens. For in that way they persecuted the prophets prior to you." And being reproached for the name of Christ is something to rejoice over. 1 Peter 4:14. Paragraph 14. Question. What good can result when a person remains faithful to Jehovah despite persecution? When you remain faithful to Jehovah despite opposition, there are at least four positive results. You give a witness about God and His Son. Your faithful endurance encourages your Christian brothers and sisters. Some observers who do not know Jehovah may be moved to search for Him. Philippians 1:12-14 reads, "Now I desire you to know, brothers, that my affairs have turned out for the advancement of the good news rather than otherwise, so that my bonds have become public knowledge in association with Christ among all the Praetorian Guard and all the rest. And most of the brothers in the Lord, feeling confidence by reason of my prison bonds, are showing all the more courage to speak the word of God fearlessly." And as you sense how Jehovah provides strength to endure trials, your love for Him grows. A large door is opened to you. Paragraph 15. Question. What large door was opened to the Apostle Paul? Concerning his ministry in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul wrote, "A large door that leads to activity has been opened to me." 1 Corinthians 16:8 and 9. It was the door leading to great activity in preaching the good news and making disciples in that city. By going through that door, Paul helped many to learn about Jehovah and worship Him. Paragraph 16. Question. How did the anointed remnant go through an open door in 1919? In 1919, the glorified Jesus Christ placed an open door before the anointed remnant. Revelation 3:8. They went through that door and began preaching the good news, teaching Bible truth with more fervor than ever before. What has been the fruitage of their ministry? The good news has now reached to the ends of the earth, and about 7 million people have the hope of gaining eternal life in God's new world. Paragraph 17. Question. How can you go through a large door that leads to activity? A large door that leads to activity is still wide open to all of Jehovah's servants. Those passing through it find joy and satisfaction as they have a greater share in the preaching of the good news. You young servants of Jehovah, how highly do you value the incomparable privilege of helping others to have faith in the good news? Mark 1:14-15. Have you considered serving as a regular pioneer or as an auxiliary pioneer? Kingdom Hall construction, Bethel service, and the missionary field are other opportunities that may open up to many of you. Since time is running out for Satan's wicked world, entering these avenues of kingdom service becomes more urgent every day. Will you go through the large door while there is still time? Taste and see that Jehovah is good. Paragraphs 18 and 19. Question A. What helped David to have a strong desire to serve Jehovah? Question B. What shows that David never regretted serving God? The inspired psalmist invited others to taste and see that Jehovah is good. Psalm 34:8. When King David of ancient Israel was a shepherd boy, Jehovah saved him from the attacks of wild animals. God supported him in his fight with Goliath and rescued him from many other calamities. Because of God's great loving kindness, David was moved to write, "Many things you yourself have done, O Jehovah my God, even your wonderful works and your thoughts toward us. There is none to be compared to you." Psalm 40:5. David came to love Jehovah deeply and wanted to praise him with his whole heart and mind. Psalm 40:8-10 reads, "To do your will, O my God, I have delighted, and your law is within my inward parts. I have told the good news of righteousness in the big congregation. Look, my lips I do not restrain. O Jehovah, you yourself know that well. Your righteousness I have not covered over within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have declared. I have not hidden your loving kindness and your trueness in the big congregation." As the years passed, David never regretted spending his life worshiping the true God. Living with godly devotion was his greatest treasure, a source of happiness without equal. In old age, David said, "You are my hope, O Sovereign Lord Jehovah, my confidence from my youth. And even until old age and gray-headedness, O God, do not leave me." Psalm 71:5-18. David's trust in Jehovah and friendship with him became stronger, even though his physical strength had waned. Paragraph 20. Question. Why is serving God the best way to spend your life? The lives of Joshua, David, and Timothy add proof that serving Jehovah is the best way to spend your life. The short-term material advantages of a career in this world cannot approach the long-range benefits you receive from serving Jehovah with your whole heart and soul. If you have not made a dedication to Jehovah in prayer, ask yourself, what is stopping me from becoming one of Jehovah's Witnesses? If you are already a baptized worshiper of Jehovah, would you like to increase your joy in living? Then expand your ministry and make steady spiritual progress. The following article will show you how you can grow spiritually by following the example of the Apostle Paul. After listening to this article, how would you answer? Give two reasons why we should serve God. What helped Timothy to make a decision to serve God? Why should you remain firm in the face of persecution? What opportunities for service may open up to you? End of article.